I want to thank you for being here. It wasn't actually going to be an arrangement like this. As you remember, the men were going to get together, so I appreciate the inconveniences. But I dreamt a message twice last night, not thinking about it. And then at 10 to 4 woke up, realizing I had something I better put on paper. So I did, and that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. But before we do, I want us to pray over a few things to make sure we have no hindrances. Slim, do you want to come up and lead this section for just 3 minutes? Then we'll get on. And it's good to have those of you listening in from the north. It's nice. You're going to come up, little girl?
We've recognized that each time a group comes from the north, there is a real oppression that comes with you. And it happened with every one of us, so it's not like you're singled out with this oppression. There's a literal oppression up north, and we ask God to give us wisdom about it. He turned me to a scripture that said they are oppressed and broken in judgment because they willingly walk by human precept. So there's a lot of carnal understanding and flesh understanding that's going into reactions. So instead of being bound to the Word of God like we have been all of our lives and all of our relationships, those of us sitting in this room and you listening to our voices, we have exalted the Word of God above our names as long as I've known us. We have done what the Word of God tells us and teaches us, no matter the cost to ourselves or what had to change and what we had to grow out of. That changed up north. And now it is reactions that are in the flesh by human reasoning and human intellect and human responses. And God said they're oppressed and broken in judgment because of that. Well, then every time a group comes, that oppression and that human reasoning comes with. And then your reactions are fleshly. You're no longer bound to the Word of God with your reactions. You know, you don't like that, so you just don't. When have we ever lived like that?
No,
never. Never. It's the reason we've grown. It's the reason we know the Word of God, and we use the Word of God as our shield and our sword. That's it. The second thing is the spirit of division. In 2004, God began to show us there was a spirit of division that had entered the church. That spirit of division is clinging to the Conkerville Church. And so it clings to you. You've got to recognize it and repent of it, because division is where Satan will destroy. And unity is where God will give you the victory. Okay, so we're gonna bind that.
Why don't you lead everybody in a prayer of cleansing and then take care of it, and then we go on from there. That is my turn.
Amen. So pray with me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I recognize the oppression.
I recognize the oppression.
That's not even a question.
That's not a question.
I have for too long. Walked by my human reasoning.
Walked by human reasoning.
Rather than faith.
Rather than faith in the Word.
Faith in your Word.
Faith in your Word.
And your ability to lead.
And your ability to lead.
And I repent.
I repent.
I repent for allowing the spirit of division.
I repent for allowing the spirit of division.
To divide my heart.
To divide my heart.
From divine relationships.
From divine relationships.
And the power of your Word.
And the power of your Word.
In my life.
In my life.
I ask you in your mercy.
I ask you in your mercy.
To set me free.
To
deliver me, mighty deliverer.
By
the name of my Savior Jesus. Amen. I bind you, oppression. I bind you, division. And every demonic power of human reasoning and intellectual resolve. I smash your organ, destroy your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of glory, I destroy the work and plans you have against these people who belong to God and God alone.
Yeah.
And I command you, cease and desist and get out on off their lives on every level and go from them, never to trouble
Jesus
them, their houses, their lives, their future, the work of their hands, the ministry of God and the direction of God in their lives ever again in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And where there was oppression, now I pray release.
Yes. Yes.
Release.
Freedom.
And a full, free, fresh spirit from the anointing of the Spirit for each one as they breathe the breath of fresh air given by the Spirit of God. And where there was division, now let them be one with each other again. One with the Word of God and the will of God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Thank you.